trust in me completely. Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, New King James Version. But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about, as it is this day, to save many people alive. Psalm 23, verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. If you learn to trust me, really trust me, with your whole being, then nothing can separate you from my peace. Everything you can endure can be put to good use by allowing it to train you in trusting me. This is how you foil the works of evil, growing in grace through the very adversity that was meant to harm you. Joseph was a prime example of this divine reversal, declaring to his brothers, "You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good." Do not fear what this day or any day may bring your way. Concentrate on trusting me and doing what needs to be done. Relax in my sovereignty, remembering that I go before you as well as with you into each day. Fear no evil, for I can bring good out of every situation you will ever encounter. These are the words of Sarah Young. Words are so easy to mouth and say to other people. When there is no immediate required action or performance for you to take in connection with the easy words you all too quickly voice. Saying, speaking, or declaring can be done by anybody anywhere. It doesn't require much effort. Inhale, fill your lungs with fresh air, and exhale while running the exhaust breath over your vocal cords, teeth, tongue, and lips. That is all there is to talking. Saying or even reading the words is easy. It is the follow-up, the doing, the taking of action by you that becomes the difficult part for most people. God is quite clear on the matter of doing. He tells us in the book of James, chapter 1, verses 21 and 22, New King James Version, "Therefore lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves." Doing, that is to say, becoming a doer of the instructions you have been given, is what causes the rub, is what exposes the weakness of the flesh, is what stops most all talkers dead in their tracks. This is what separates the talkers from the walkers. The two words, "fear not," appear in the pages of the Holy Bible 365 times, as many times as there are number of days in a calendar year. God means every word he communicates to us. He is totally serious about everything he tells us. Whenever he repeats his words twice or more, that means he is doubly, triply, or much more serious about what he is saying and telling us to do. But to repeat just two of his words, "fear not," or "do not be afraid," 365 times from Genesis to Revelation, means he is deadly serious about not allowing fear into your heart and mind. God is love. Love is eternal. Therefore, God is eternal. Just think about it for a moment. Eternity, where your soul will reside after you pass from this earthly life you are living now, is indeed a very long time. Your obedience and complete submission to the instructions to you from the Word of God is essential if you desire to become highly successful. Ensure your special secure place in heaven throughout all of eternity and receive your promised eternal inheritance. Fear paralyzes. Fear stops all forward motion. Fear blocks performance and blessings from flowing into or out of your life. God gives us a daily reminder within the pages of Scripture to not be afraid of anything. That can only happen when you totally trust and obey the words of our Lord. Now, when you know who you are in Christ, and you know that you will spend eternity in heaven after your physical death occurs here on earth, then you have absolutely nothing to worry about or fear. You know what is in store for you. You know your own beginning, and now you know your purposed end. So stay calm and carry on. Keep on keeping on. Do not be swayed away off your planned course to your own success. Action always cures fear. So stay in the creative phase of learning more, listening and reading more, and creating more every day. You will be the most happy in your life when you are the most productive with the living of your life. God's greatest blessings to all of you.